right, welcome, welcome to another Transatlantic Express. My name is DJ Ian. I am in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I hope you're doing well wherever you are. Big hello to everyone on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from Sam Fraser University, 90.1 FM. Great show lined up, some classic rock for you that you may not have heard for a while or may never have heard ever before. So we're going to be featuring a classic Stormbringer, debatably either the best or worst Deep Purple album that ever came out. I like it. It's definitely not an Ian Gillan Purple, but it's definitely a Glenn Hughes and David Coverdale Deep Purple. And if you like that version of Deep Purple, you like this album. Very underrated. I like it. That's why I'm playing it. Also in the show today, we have The Fix, Shuttered Room from 1982. And then closing out the show, classic Vancouver band of, well, kind of. Backman Turner Overdrive's four-wheel drive from 1975. We should be able to get all three albums in. They're all ripped from vinyl. Up till 1 o'clock this morning doing it. You're going to hear a bit of scratches, a bit of twits, and, you know, the stuff that comes along with vinyl. So welcome to the show. We do this every Friday live, 12 till 2. And if you're out there in the world, you can join us on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. Big hello to everyone listening on Radio AMV. The alternate metaverse. And for those of you who don't know what that is, well, that's for you to find out. All right, I think we're about ready to go with the full album of Stormbringer from 1974. Next up, Love Don't Mean a Thing. You are listening to Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog, also on CJSF. Oh, yeah.
Oh, babe, I gotta get down. If I work hard every day for my money, the bone, that ain't funny.
salad bar, what have you done? Passing your time with a holy man, talking of the moon and sun. But I can't tell the difference between a fool and wise. Show me a river to follow. Away from all these lies.
I've been on my own so long. Don't you lend me your hand. I've been picking up the bones too long. Won't you understand?
Called to the captain to put me ashore. It looked like a no man's land. Is this the way to follow? His hand. He told me he had no answer. He didn't really hold the key. I am a simple man, was all he said to me.
I've been on my own so long. Won't you lend me your hand? I've been out in the cold too long. Won't you
Ian on the Transatlantic Express radio show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 and Thursdays 7 a.m.
You're sweeter than the morning when saying to me, baby.
Classic Deep Purple. Classic in the debatable sense, I guess. It's one of the more controversial Deep Purple albums is Stormbringer. Side one, ripped from vinyl. And, it's controversial in that it is not... It's pissed off a lot of people. Is that, I guess, is what that is. It's not an Ian Gillan, Roger Glover version. It's a Mark IV, and it's definitely a departure even from the first Mark IV album, Burn. Definitely more influenced by Coverdale and Glenn Hughes. And interestingly enough, when I started getting into Deep Purple, I think they just released this along with like 24 Karat Purple, but 24 Karat Purple didn't have any of these Mark IV. Is it Mark III or Mark IV? I can't remember. Anyway, of course, Richie Blackmore on guitar, David Coverdale on vocals, Glenn Hughes on bass and vocals, John Lord, the late John Lord, on keyboards, and Ian Paice on drums. This, of course, after this album, Richie Blackmore left to form Rainbow with Ronnie James Dio. Tommy Bolin sat in for Come Taste the Band, another underrated album. You know, it's what it is. And these albums stand the test of time, in my opinion, regardless of what other people seem to think. Somebody said it's neither underrated or any good, or something like that, when it was, I posted it on one of the Facebook groups. But, you know, it is controversial for Deep Purple fans. And you got to remember, by the time when I was in high school, Deep Purple had actually broke up. And they'd actually formed a group called the Deep Purple Reformation Society. So that would have been the last gig of the Deep Purple with Tommy Bolin was actually at Liverpool Empire in, I think, March 76. A bit of a disaster, but I know some people who went. And I started going to gigs at Liverpool Empire in September. And ironic, I would go to see Richie Blackmore's Rainbow in the classic Rainbow Rising lineup. This album I bought in June 1982. So I've had this album in my collection for quite a few years. Don't play it much because, you know, it's one of those things. So you heard Hold On, Holy Man, Love Don't Mean a Thing, and we started off with Storm Ring of the title track, which also featured on Made in Europe, which is another underrated live album. I don't know why they didn't do a double album. Maybe they didn't have enough material. But they should re-release that, I think, Made in Europe. It's good lineup of that Deep Purple era. All right, let's get on with another track, was also featured on Made in Europe. This is Lady Double Dealer. It's one of those tracks you don't know what they're talking about, but I'm sure they're talking about something that's relevant to them, irrelevant to everybody else. You are listening to DJ Ian, that's me, on Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the houseofprog.com, also on CJSF 90.1 FM here in the Lower Mainland in Vancouver. This is Deep Purple and Lady Double Dealer.